Tu B'Av, Monday, 15th of August, Rabbi Shraga Kalas, Hilchas Tzitzis, but it's so hot.
We Yidden like to be good investors. A good investor. I always tell Bachrim, there are certain things that the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, certain mitzvahs, that the Rebbeinu Shalaylam was mezakas, that we Yidden Feshtei is a good investment. My classic example always is Krishma Lamita. You take the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that a Yid, he takes a small investment, a clean investment, takes 4 or 5 minutes every night. He says Krishma Lamita, and two Yidden go up to Shemayim. One of them, they tell him, 1/3 of your life, you didn't live like a Yid, Bichlau. Bichlau not a Yid. 1/3 of his life, Berach, 8 hours a night, 1/3 of his life. And the Gemara in Brachas says, who's that? That's a person who has a goyish bed. So Chazal tell us, it's a person who doesn't say Kriyashma Lamita before he goes to sleep. And the other person, he comes up to Shemayim, he goes to bed, he said for 5 minutes, he says Kriyashma Lamita, and he's 1/3 of his life. 1/3, 1/4 of his life, depends how much the fellow sleeps. Some people it's half their life, some people it's even more. A person who goes up to Shemayim, a 5 minute investment every night, and they tell him, for these place, 8 hours, you're in Gan Sinayit, a good investor. I think the classic example of a good investment is the mitzvah tzitzis. Well, the shaylas I get sometimes, Bachar asks me, this situation, that situation, do I have to wear tzitzis? Not. My first reaction always has to be, a good investment. You sit, what are you doing? You wear tzitzis? Bachar asked me the other day, I'm going from the shower back to my dorm room, do I have to put on the tzitzis? Yeah, Nish, we'll see in a moment, Allah l'maisa. A good investment is das levada. A good investment, these are kashas. Person knows, he puts it on for 1 second, for 2 seconds. Every one of those seconds, it's nixteris. And the Vilna Gaon, before Saif Yama, right before the Vilna Gaon was about to be nifter, the Gaon was crying. And they asked the Gaon, Fafus Vainsta, the Kola Tarakula that the Gaon was. The Gaon didn't need that third of his life of sleep. The Gaon didn't have that sleep. The Gaon, the Kola Tarakula of the Gaon, why are you crying? They asked the Gaon. So the Gaon said, in the Welt, in this world, you can kaina a pair of tzitzis, a few putas. You can a few putas. And with those few putas, you can be zeichen liroises pnei ashchina with a pair of tzitzis. And now he's going with hayoyim lasaisim lamachal lekabelschar. So that's why the Gaon cried. He understood he was a good investor, what a person could accomplish. So let's try to go through the grace of sugya. The chinuch says in mitzvah shinayin vav, it would take me a whole chibur, shas, poiskim, what they wrote about the mitzvah tzitzis. It would take me a long book. It would take me a ganze sefer to write about the mitzvah tzitzis. There is a mitzvah tzitzis, Taka. Let's try tonight. Last night we dropped mitzvah tzitzis driving. Tonight let's make a little bit of a mitzvah tzitzis. Tonight we specifically try to talk about the shailas, the zognageya, the talis cotton. The Talis Kotin, and we'll see what the Chinuch taught us in Shinayin Vav. This is how I showed Rebbeinu Shalom that Kuloi, my goof and my nefesh, is Kuloi for you, Rebbeinu Shalom. I go with tzitzis. So this is the chesim of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Bacha, we'll talk soon. You have to wear the tzitzis out. You don't have to wear the tzitzis out. Well, Mishabur says you have to wear the tzitzis out. I ain't getting it down. But what is it that Mishabur tells us about the tzitzis? What's about the tzitzis? Mishabur says this is the chesim shel melech. When a person walks around, he has a tzitzis, he says, I'm with Rebbeinu Shalom. You know, nowadays we understand, people wear all these shirts, and one Bacham explained to me, a white shirt plain, that means for Shabbos. Right? A white shirt, sometimes that's like a little farm animal garden. Sometimes a little farm animal, sometimes a little flag, sometimes this. What is that, I asked the Bacher? A peacock, and a pelican, a dolphin, what is that? An alligator, one fellow asked. And what's that? He said, no, this means that I wear a Vienna shirt. You wear a Vienna shirt, that means you're shaykh to this and this company. You know, I wear that fancy company. I'm connected to some Mechveis Toyev in France, darling, right there. Right? And that's my chosim. I'm shaykh to this We lahavdil elef alofei alofim bein koyibish lechol bein zuma l'tayra. When we wear our tzitzis. And we say, what am I? And this is the chosim shal melech. This is, I'm connected to the melech malchei amlochim. That's what I am. Every single time he looks at the tzitzis, he thinks, I'm with him. I'm with Bayri Eilam. So let's see tonight a little bit of what Chazal taught us about this gewaltike mitzvah yikar v'sidas. 2,800 mishamshin mishabrua brings this la'alocha. A person who's mekayim the mitzvah kidudai. He'll be zoicha la'asid la'bay. I don't even know. What do you do with 2,800 maids? What do you even do? I don't know. What do you do? Okay, you're in charge of the... What? I don't know. You're in charge of the bathroom. You're in charge... What do you do with 2,800 maids? I don't know. By stasis, you're going to need 2,800 maids. Could you imagine the house you're going to get there? Could you imagine the matzav you're going to have? A person who's zeichet to the mitzvah tzitzis, he's zeichet to this world, he's zeichet to the next world. The Shlach Kodesh writes, half the dikareid, maybe tonight as we go through, we'll try and see some of it. About half of the fellows, so let's at least, hush, we do this mitzvah, yikara, let's try and get it right. I will start out with a fundamental question, I think a very important question. Where, what did the Avos HaKadoshim wear? They wore tzitzis. They wore talis. They wore neither. I know one thing. The guy with shtreimel, they definitely wore shtreimel because my kids don't come home with the pictures from Cheder, you know, from Avinu, and he's wearing shtreimel and Yankiv. So that we know for sure they wore shtreimel. But what about tzitzis? Right? What were they wearing? Were they wearing talis kotel? Were they wearing talis kotel? Tzitzis, y'all, nishtof. Look, this is a good akasha. Right? You gotta look that. Nowhere. You're not going to find this. You ready for this? You're not going to find this in our toy kol ha-toyda kul. You won't find this. You're not going to find this in our... Turn this off. Oh, that way I give a Pesach for somebody, Chalila, that he didn't turn his off. A reminder. In our kol ha-toyda kul, you're not going to find... The Pesach says, Gedilim ta-selucha, put the tzitzis on your clothing. Doesn't say talis katan. Doesn't say talis gadol. You're not going to find it in our shas. Our Gemaras don't talk about this talis katan. There was no talis katan in shas. There was not even a talis gadol that I found anywhere in shas. The Gemara Kedushin has a remez to a talis gadol that I can think of. But you don't find in shas. So where does this come from? So I'll tell you the emesis. I'll tell you the story. Emes Avraham Avinu, Yankiv, Moshe, David, all of our great tzaddikim, what they wore was their clothing and the style of their clothing. As we all know, I think already, they had four-cornered garments. The male was four-cornered garments. By then, there was a chiyuv. Where is this? And this is where a lot of the confusion comes from. All types of interesting lashonis I hear from Bachman and other people. They want to, you don't really have to wear tzitzis, right? You don't have to wear tzitzis. You have a four-cornered garment. Maybe like, you know, a Purim costume sometimes has like a chleis four corners, and sometimes, you know, you have a raincoat. You know, these things come up. You have a raincoat. It gets the slit a little bit up too high. So then it's a shayla. Yes, tzitzis. Nish tzitzis. Shayla. That's the erech. That's it. The style of their clothing. Futter tzitzis. And gedilim tassel chashtetin pasig. You have to wear tzitzis. You have to make tzitzis. No, so then you get these types of shilas. So the heintig tzayit, that's the tzitzis, right? It's a, you know, we know there's a grace of Indian, maybe it's a, we saw this shein rabin, whatever. But a chiyuv, we would say this nish, the fucking chiyuv to put on tzitzis. Those days they wore tzitzis on their beggar. So that something bothered me. I says, I'm minig yikara. The Klal Yisrael Moisir Nefesh called Gil everybody. The minig of Kol Yisrael. So why, you know, a kiyumis is all Hazel Chashiv. I say it has to be more. You look into the Mukhe Yaitzim. It's brought in the Darkei Moshe in Simen Ches. It's also brought in the Torah in Simen Ches. And the Darkei Moshe says, L'shoinis. The Darkei Moshe brings them is from the Mukhe Yaitzim in Yevamos. It's like from Gittin and Andrukhaz. And he writes a Gavaldik Eloshim. He says, we had a crisis in Klal Yisrael. A crisis. You hear this crisis? The style of clothing changed. Terrible crisis. So now, we don't walk around anymore with these robes that have four corners. So we have this problem. How are we going to be zeichet to this mitzvah yikada? How are we going to be zeichet to Mekabel Pnei Shechina? How are we going to zeichet to this shmira? What the Eben Ezra tells us. Eben Ezra says, the Gevaldik Eloshim. He says, really, be'emes, people make a mistake. They wear their talis cut into shul. This is, I'm explaining the Eben Ezra a little bit. But they wear their talis cut into work. Into shul, they go with the talis gadol. You know, because, you know, it's like that. No, the Eben Ezra should be pum paker. In shul, what Avera can do in shul? Nobody talks in shul. Nobody does. And what Avera could you possibly do in a shul? All you do is you come, you dab, and you learn. There's no Avera you can do in the shul. So in shul, yeah, you wear tzitzit. You don't wear tzitzit. You can put them in. But when you go into the veldt, when you go into the workplace, you go with the talis gadol. I'm typing the Eben Ezra Abba Yisai. Don't worry. The Mari don't have to go like that. Abba is explaining to us. He's telling us, when I go to the veldt, when I need a shmira in the veldt, it's like going to the front line, my sprach. It's like going to the front lines of the war without weapons. To go to the front line of the war, to go to where all the Nisyanis are. So the Eben Ezra, you go with your tzitzis. You walk in your hands, you see your tzitzis with all the Nisyanis that a person has during the day. So Klal Yisrael had a crisis because the Begadim changed. How are we going to be zeichet to this mitzvah? He caught it. So the Mikiyas said, because of this crisis, I'm telling Pshata by his side, because of this crisis, they created a talis kotel. That was it. That's where it comes from. They created this concept known as the talis kotel, this little baguette, which was made for the tzitzit. Nowadays, you don't go into the clothing store to buy it. You go into the farm shop to buy it. Because that, we needed it. We have this terrible crisis. The Mikiyas says, weiter. He says, no, this crisis that we had has, he says a lashon there, a very strong lashon. It became the minig of all of Klal Yisrael. He says, Kaila Lechsidim, Ashkenazim, the Svarim, non-religious, everybody's in there. If you're a Yid, you go with tzitzis. Tzitzis talis kotzin now, Rabbi Yisrael. Only today we'll talk only about talis kotzin. He says, if you're a Yid, that defines him. The Nagu Kol Yisrael. Why do I emphasize this? Rav Moshe, in Mamish, you know, Rav Moshe, don't have to be a guy, said, Baki, in the truth of Rav Moshe, but Mamish, in the start of every chalik of Rav Moshe, There's that chelik aleph simin beis, chelik beis simin aleph, chelik gimel simin aleph, chelik dalit simin dalit, chelik hey, that one's takafar, that's in simin chav hey, and simin chav in chav shay. Rav Meisha, five tshuvas, none less than five tshuvas. Rav Meisha talks about this mini kol yisrael to wear a dalit kotin. And he says, a person that doesn't do it, number one, he's over on this mini kol yisrael. So what? Says, over on a mini kol yisrael. Again, I want to explain first tonight. When people ask me, I'm chayiv to wear tzitzis, it's a kiyumis. If I wear it, I get a mitzvah. Stam, the good investor, doesn't care. Because if I wear it, I get a mitzvah. Right? Shut. But we want to know chayiv. We want chayiv. No, I want to walk out tonight. Chayiv, yeah? Chayiv, Dr. Goyim of Maisha. Neder, al titoish toidas imecha. The Hayyid Kachsam Sefer, he would have said, you're even a derisive if you don't wear tzitzis, because man has there. Hayyid Kachsam Sefer. And Maisha alone is chaylik on that. He holds that it doesn't have a neder of a mini, doesn't have a status of like a neder, mamish, a derisive. But says Goyim of Maisha, in the funny shbach, much more than a derisive. It's a minig of Kol Yisrael. It's a minig of Kol Yisrael. You know what happens when you take the letters of minig and you change them out the Baisa, you get your hand. So that's the minig of Kol Klal Yisrael. So now we start out, I have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis, minig Kol Yisrael. Number one. Number two is up to Goyim of Maisha. He's quoting a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, I married the Gemaisa. It's almost unbelievable. The Gemara tells us the story with the name of the Amayra. The Amayra's name was of Katina. And the Gemara tells him that one time he had the clothing. He rounded out the corner of his clothing. And this type of beggar, he rounded out the corner. It's a massive. The Gemara tells us the Malach. What's a Malach? A Malach. It's like 2,000 mils. The Gemara tells us what a size of a Malach is. And a Malach came to the Halak of Rav Katina and he told him, no good. No good what you're doing. Rav Katina, an Amoira. The smallest Amoira had the koyach to be Machayim Esim. And the Malach came to Amoira and he told him, no good what you do. He told him, Vosish, I'm not Chayiv. I just rounded the corner and I made it that there's no Chayiv Tzitzis on the stagger. He told him a lot this. He went like this. Zot the Malach name, said, you'll get punched. Punished? He said, when am I going to get punished? You get an Einish for such a thing? Zot the Malach, you get punished. I don't know what these words mean, but I'll just say, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is mad, kivyachol, when he's angry, I don't know when that is, what did it, don't want to know about that, but when he's angry, you'll get punished. Be'idin Rizcha. This is brought down by the Goyim of Meishin, three tshuvas. The Bir Halacha, not Bim Koyba, in Simin Kuf Kav Ches, also brings this down. It's not the part in Bichos Ke'anim. He brings this down also, Halacha. He said, this is the Makor that a person better be wearing tzitzit. And it bothered me that what the Goyim of Meishin is saying. Why does it bother me? Because it's a Toysis in Shabbos. That's when it's a Toysis Yishonim. It's much when the Toysis Yishonim. No, Esher of Katina Dafka. Esher Dafka of Katina, there's a Tainan. Because he had a Chiv of Tzitzis. He had a clothing. Has a Chiv of Tzitzis. It had four corners. And now he went and he rounded the corner. So that's a Tainan. That's when you're going to get in trouble. Because you got out of the mitzvah. You had the ability right now to do the Eilika mitzvah Tzitzis. And you went and rounded the corner. Chutzpah. Rebbeinu Shalom's going to get you when he's in a bad mood. That's what I would have thought. And that's what Tosfos says. Mashenkin, if I'm just not wearing Tzitzis, I'm not wearing the baggage. It's like, it didn't go out of my way and buy the tzitzis, right? So it bothered me a little bit, this comparison of the great Goyim of Moshe. And then I saw it like that. It's not just a Goyim of Moshe, it's much like that in Tosfos and Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel also. And he also said, if you don't wear tzitzis, you're going to get punished. So I don't know what I got nervous. And then I realized, Gevalt, we forgot about what the Nemuki Yosef said. The Nemuki Yosef told us that this has become the accepted norm of you wear a yarmulke, we wear tzitzis. That's been a yid. That is it. What's a yid? You get me the yarmulke, you get me tzitzis. That's it. The Meila became an accepted norm of all of Klai Yisrael. This is what a yid wears always, constantly. Oh, if you're doing, that's called you're doing different than the other yidin. The Meila, and that's fantasy. Look at Rav Moshe, it's Bidyuk what he says. If you're doing different than the other yidin, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to get you be'idin Ritzka. When he's angry, so then you're going to get a punishment. So can we go right side by side? I start out, everyone knows, in my shirim. We give akdamas. What's the first akdama? Are you chayiv to wear tzitzis? Klar, you are chayiv to wear a talis kotin. Baruch Hashem ish b'tzarayim. I'll make that extremely clear because unfortunately so much confusion. So a person came to me tonight before the shir. He said, Baruch Hashem, I need material for my shir. So I love it. Sometimes people come to talk to me. He says to me, okay, so you're going to say, it's a kiyumis. It's a kiyumis. So you're going to probably talk about it. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to wear talis. It's good. It gives me ideas for the shir. You don't have to wear tzitzis. It's only a kiyumis. It's only if you do wear it, you get a mitzvah. So you'll probably talk about it. How do we say Hashem Yishon HaMitzvah? It's a vitzi vanu. We were mitzvah. That's a good shayla. It's a good shayla. I told him, you know what? Now I understood we're going with Baisha. I never understood before why. In the middle of that tshuva, it always bothered me. He says, how can anyone say we're not chayiv? Hare, we say vitzi vanu. And I never understood the Gaira of Moshe. We say Vitzivanu on this, we say Vitzivanu on that, we say Vitzivanu on a lot of kiyumasim. Why all of a sudden, with Ben Sechbar of Moshe, we say Vitzivanu by says, he's trying to lafuke this fellow over there. He's trying to say, no. We don't need to say over here Vitzivanu because it's just a kiyumis. You know why we say Vitzivanu? Because Mine Kol Yisrael is us. Kol Klal Yisrael. So we have the Hagdama, Tzitzis is Chiyiv. Talis Kotin is Chiyiv. Let me get weiter. Sabisal Aloch. The next shlav. God, the Gainer of Moshe, he brings down, they told him there's a certain yeshiva, right? The Jewer of Moshe Shlaitas. There's a certain yeshiva, and some of the Bachar, they're not naive to where it sits this. And you know, Rav Moshe Gaven Aidla Yid, anybody who knew from Rav Moshe and knows about the stories of Rav Moshe Gaven Aidla Yid, Rav Moshe in the tshuva, you see fire coming out of the person who's writing this tshuva. The Goyim of Rav Moshe, whoever is the person, screaming, close the yeshiva down! The minute of this yeshiva, that the Sabbatim don't wear tzitzis. What is this? What's this bechlal? Are you sure it's a yeshiva? Rav Moshe Mamish screaming, Lo Yitochin such a thing. And the Shlach Kodesh brings down. And I saw it myself a few days ago in the Lashon of the Zohar, the Zohar for Pasha people like ourselves. The measure is there. And it brings up Onshim Noiroyim 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 for a person who doesn't wear tzitzis. So figure, what's it talking about? It's talking about a person, Mistama, that he had that four-cornered garment, he's not wearing tzitzis. Right? But it's not, also bothering me a little bit. I mean, it doesn't say these Onshim by Basar B'chala. It doesn't say these terrible ants. It's just not the Lashon. I don't know. And then I saw the Shlah HaKadosh. The Shlah writes, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about the person. This Lashon, he says, he says Mamish Bekitzer. Two words. He says, let me explain what the shlah means. This is what it means, when the Chazal tell us that you're going to get these onshim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at Hainu, the person who didn't go out of his way and do this mitzvah yikada, he's going to get these onshim. Right? The shlah, not the person Chatzis Shalom was walking with a four-cornered garment without tzitzit. I'm not talking about that person, the shlah. We're talking about the Mary Dick itself. The onshim, the person gets for not going out of his way to wear tzitzit. So now we go into the tzitzit, but the pisal kovid. Now we're going to go into the mitzvah tzitzit, and that's a Mishnah Akihu. Mishnah, a good investment, scary, pachad, oilam haba, shut them out, I'm getting into the lochas of this. So, the first thing we have to discuss, Rabbi Yisai, is somebody showing us what I have here, Rabbi Yisai. This is in the Shlav HaJerush, but I don't have time for this. Bekol eis yu levanecha, begadecha levonim. It's going on, sits, the medrash there, it's half the kizachim, Rabbi Yisai. We don't have time, you have to trust me what's going on over here. What's the size of the shear of tzitzis? Let's go for a moment and try and figure out. I remember when I was a young lad, and I asked a shayla, I asked him about a shayla and a hefsik of a tzitzis. I made a bracha, do I have to make another bracha? And the shprach that he said was, "Vem macht a bracha on a talis katan?" Who makes a bracha on a talis katan? I looked at this yid, mamish, like a lion falling from a tree. Not me. No, not me. I heard there are people that make brochas and talus cotton. But they're not the brochas and talus cotton. I don't know. Is anybody here sharing with a little bit of the surprise? They're not the brochas. So I looked into this. When I heard this, they're not the brochas. Who makes the brochas and talus cotton? So maybe there are some people sitting here in the oil and thinking, they're not the brochas and talus cotton. And everybody else is sitting here thinking, what in the world? What are you talking about? Everybody makes the brochas and talus cotton. So let's see. Let's go to Seder and see, because this is already also part of the mystery of our talis cotton. Oh, and we have to get it so hot. I'm hotter than everybody. I'm up here with the tzitzis, with the woolen tzitzis, and shrying, and screaming, and we have to get to that also today. Huh? We have to wear tzitzis. Do you have to wear woolen tzitzis? Do I have to wear it when I'm playing basketball? Do I have to wear it when I sleep? Do I have to wear it when I shower? In the mikvah, we spoke to Shira on Shabbat. Right? All these things, do I have to wear the tzitzis? And I have somebody telling me, in sports, it's a home halach, he's telling me, if he wears tzitzis, they told me he might die. I die. That's what I said. Koch nefesh. Why? He said, no, you don't realize tzitzis can get caught. I don't know. Did anybody ever hear somebody dying during wearing tzitzis? At home, halak, somebody could die. So we have to, try and answer. Do you have to wear tzitzis during playing? I told him, you're right. 100%. I go, I don't believe it, though, that anybody died ever wearing a talis gadol. Because that's right. The problem he's saying is it gets wrapped around his neck. So you'll wear a talis gadol when you play. We'll get to him in a moment. But tachlis, what's halacha? So who makes a bracha on a talis gadol? So this is very interesting. When you go into the sugya a little bit, you have a big problem. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the size and expense. The Gemara discusses two different sizes. It seems to be that these sizes are seder. One size of a talis gadol seems to be the size of to be mechaser reishay verubay of a child. A 9-year-old child is a reishay verubay. That's one size. And the Gemara tells us but there's a different size. Chazal says it's the size that a person would go out in the street with such a beged. Sure, the halach lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch says you just need to have reisha v'rubay. The Rambam says no. You know what you need? You need to have a beged that you would walk around in the street with proud. You see this tomorrow, you get very, very nervous. So what is going on with our talis cottons? What's going on? Our talis cottons with anybody, maybe for the spider. So even if you have the biggest size, you have 26 inches by 26 inches, mamish, the color sheet is a color day, it's the biggest size you can imagine. Mamish, amal, the heather, mamish. But would anybody walk around in the street like that? Yeah, about them. And they'll lock them up right after, and rightfully so. So who's walking around the street in that type of a talis? And it says, and the Rambam says, we need a talis that kehilu, you'd walk around, how big is it? It's the size that a 9-year-old boy would be able to walk around with Mechasa's body. Right? Which is also strange. And he would walk around the street like that, the whole thing's strange. So again, I'm making a very, very big sugya. I have lots of sugyas to get to today. I'm making a very big sugya, very, very, the kitzer, the Bi'alacha and Simin Tazayin asked this question, doesn't know what to do with it. Bi'alacha doesn't... The Goyin of Maisha. I think the Bi'alacha also was meramed to this teretz also, and I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger says it explicitly, and Rav Maisha says it. What's a teretz? It's a gavaldik of pshat. It goes back to our old society. You have to know some history. Avraham Avinu wore big oven, he wore big clothing, and on the bottom of the clothing there was four corners and there were tzitzis. The Meila, that beged, doesn't have a shame of a beged unless it's something that he would be respectfully able to go out in the streets with. But if it's something he wasn't able to go out in the street with, so then upon such a beged doesn't have a shame of a beged bichlal. Mashiach said the Goyim of Maisha, our tzitzis is a beged shel mitzvah. It's a functional beged. It's for one purpose, to be a mitzvah, a beged shel mitzvah. So the Meila, you don't need that. You don't need that shear. That's what it's mechadish. A different teretz I once heard from Rabbi Eliashiv Shlita. He said, you know, it means that if he go out, he's wearing that. He's also wearing trousers. Doesn't mean that he's wearing that. It means he wouldn't be embarrassed if he was wearing that. And he's wearing trousers. It wouldn't be terribly embarrassing if he had to run outside for some reason or whatever. So these are the terutzim. But you know, what I'm trying to bring out is one point. Is the Morgan Avraham on the page? He says, Matsasi in a Tshuvas Ramah. I don't know one in the world ever found this Tshuvas Ramah. It's a printing mistake. It's a Tshuvas Maramitz. And he brings down Matsasi in the Tshuvas Maramitz, we'll call it. And the Tshuvas Maramitz says, because of this, don't make a bracha on a talis cotton. Don't make a bracha on talis cotton. Why? Because he's not 100% convinced that it works. Maybe he's got a grant to beg it. You have to have a beg it, which is the whole amount of it. And you know what? The emes is, if you're a Yom HaZeh, they're Yidin. Chashem Chashem Tzadikim. Rav Shmuel Auerbach, Shlita, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Chaim Gizon, the grace of Yidin, they wear tzitzis, not size 26 inches by 26, size 48 by 48, the meikel, not 52 by 52. I once asked, why? I'm shocked under the shmuz. But the meikel, 48 by 48 inches. That comes from the Goyim Rav Chaim Velazhin. Rav Chaim Velazhin writes in one place, don't go out on Shabbos. If there's no Arab, you don't go out on Shabbos with a beged of tzitzis, which is only 26 inches by 26 inches. Why? It's not enough. It's not enough. You're taking this. It's not a real beged. What is it? It's just carrying strings. No. I say, before I don't want to get misquoted tonight. The minig of all of Klal Yisrael is not like this. The minig, as we explained before, the minig of all of Klal Yisrael is that we are saying what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it says in the Ramah, explicit, in Sidur Yuches, that it's enough. Amah al-amah. Some even make all 3/4 of an amah. The minig is, you get an amah al-amah. That's the minig. That's what we do. About Kopanim, you see already a bit of a makor why there were some people that were scared to make a bracha on a talis cotton. You see, there's such a thing. No, how far did this go? Who's afraid to make a bracha on a talis cotton? So the emes is, you have to know the buchacher. Shai, the buchacher, the Hilka buchacher, he writes that you can't make a bracha on a talis cotton. He says, be yoytze with somebody else. Don't make your own bracha on a talis cotton. We'll see in a moment. We make a bracha on a talis, but what about the kids and those? We'll see in cases where we do too. But then, they're more interesting. The Munkacher, who's actually done as a Talmud of the Shinever, if I'm not mistaken. And he writes over there, in Mukir HaChaim, he writes that my derech is sometimes if I don't agree with my Rebbe, I don't agree what he says, so then I'll disagree with him. And the example he gives is that the Shinever, in his Haskama, to the Siddur of the Buchacher, I guess it was some Siddur that was being printed from the Buchacher, that he writes over there that there's one thing in the Siddur I'm not masking to. Merzik is after, I mean he was masking to everything else. But there's one thing I'm not masking to. What's that? He writes not to make a bracha on a talis cotton. I thought that was his. We are, that's our minig. We call this a beggar and this is a beggar fabric. So we don't make a bracha on a talis cotton. As I pass in the Buchacher, as I pass in the Shinever, and the Muki Arachayim, the Munkacher, he writes, I don't agree with my Rebbe in this case. As an interesting, I don't agree, and I tell Bachan, don't make a bracha on a talis cotton. It's not the right size. That's what he writes. Halacha l'maisa, the Goyim Rav Moshe writes emphatically, this is a toys. I can only quote Rav Moshe writes, this is a toys. It's absolutely not the halacha. Goyim Rav Moshe, Mishnah. He's coming off of the Ramah, he's coming off the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in this is a beged of tzitzis, and therefore you can make a bracha. But should I tell you a little bit? Even we're a little bit scared. You know what? Should I prove it to you we're scared? Every morning, every yid over here, I know every yid, we'll see in a minute, maybe not. I'll be wake up in the morning. You put on your talus cotton, we'll see in a minute if you did sleep, you didn't sleep, but you're putting on your talus cotton, you wear your talus cotton, you go to shul, you make your bracha on the talus cotton. What happened? The talus cotton didn't get a bracha. So we know, they told us right before we're married, no, you make the bracha on the talus cotton, and it goes back on the talus cotton. What's the pshat? It's interesting. Allah is clear. I make this very clear. I want to make this clear. Friday afternoon when you put on your special Shabbos Kodesh tzitzis that everybody about has. It's amazing. Special begotten for Shabbos Kodesh. So he puts on his Shabbos tzitzis. On that tzitzis, we know you like Rav Moshe, I could say, unless you have a Kabbalah from the Moon Kacha, you have a Kabbalah from the Bush Kacha, about Kapanim, and without one of those guys, the pashtus of all of our poiskim is you make a bracha on a talis kotim. And an example of where we make a bracha on a talis kotim is Friday afternoon, when you're taking your tzitzis and you're putting it on the covered Shabbos, your bracha from the morning doesn't cover for here. So what's that in the morning? My bracha, my talis cotton, my talis cotton. What was that all about? Because we're a little bit scared. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. We're a little bit scared. So if there's a big hefsek, l'mashal, I asked once the Melech Shel Kol Beis Yisrael, you learn like the Giboyei Koyach that learn before davening, and they learn a Seder, you know, a small Seder, 3 hours, 3.5 hours before davening. So then, or even I asked the Yashiv in an hour, he goes, he learns for an hour before davening. So he's doing something to spout. He's doing something to split between putting on the tzitzis and the talit. That's a hefsek. That's a hefsek. You can't say the bracha goes back so far. That's already a hefsek. Rav Yashiv, in that case, you'll make a bracha on your talis katin, on your tzitzis, and then afterward, you'll have to make a new bracha on your talis katin. Your bracha on your tzitzis doesn't cover your talis katin. It's a separate baguette. You know, the Ber Moshe writes an example. He writes, a person, he had ketchup. The ketchup got on the tzitzis. So you had to take off the tzitzis. I was thinking to myself, what? Ketchup on the tzitzis? What's going on? Then I have chasidish. They were the vegan over. I was thinking, what? That's not bad ketchup stain. You know, I'm going all the way through. No. Chasidish and yidin. We'll see in a minute what that's all about. Hey, where's the tzitzis on the outside? You got a ketchup certain. Right over there. A red spot. So I can't have that tzitzis. So he takes them off. So the devil's seen the God. Make a new bracha. Because that bracha wasn't covered. We'll see in a moment cases of where my bracha does cover me. But the klal hagadol is if it's a new beggar, so then it needs a new bracha. And we are knowing to make a bracha on a talis cotton. The pashas, unless somebody has a kabbalah, not like that. That's what I understand is the meaning of all of klal Yisrael. There are some chassidim that take a dog, and you have to know. If you're shayach to that chassidim, then in the chanami, by you, you don't make the bracha, and you should try and be yaitse with somebody else. But again, the klal, you get up in the morning, you put your talis cotton on, we don't make a bracha. If you're going right to shul, I want you to tell the yashiv. I sometimes help my kids get out and whatnot until I get to shul. It takes 20 minutes, 30 minutes. No, that's not a hefsek. That's all going to shul. That's all on earth to go to shul. It's not a hefsek. A hefsek means he went, he learned for an hour between. A hefsek is a hefsek. Then he would have to make a bracha on the talis gadol. Number one. Number two. I'll give you another example. Moshe, you'll understand that if a person he goes to shower, goes to mikveh, goes to shower, goes to this, he takes it to this on, it's only for 10 minutes. The bracha that I had already on my talis cotton, I'm covered on that bracha. Now how long am I covered for? As I take it off for 2 minutes. I take it off to go to shower. I take it off to go, I go to a swimming pool. I take it off for an hour. What's the level? So there's a Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Balatanya. He's going to come out to one of the only achrayim that tells us rain on this. He brings down, Allah Shabbat, as I found Bishayim, and say this, if your tzitzis are off, for 2 to 3 hours, he's talking about talis gadol. It's kal chomer. We're scared about making brachas on tzitzis kiman. So he says, if you have the tzitzis off for 2 to 3 hours, right? I once asked Shmuel Rebbe, 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours. Which one is it? Nobody knows. Once the guy said 2 hours or 3 hours, so we have to something brachas already. That's it. That means if I took off my tzitzis, you ready, Abayi Sai? I'm going to give it clear. He went to play basketball. Basketball, I'm American. Okay. He went to play basketball. And he has, of course, he has his special basketball tzitzis. Why? Can you tell me all this? The tzitzis is going to get dirty. It's like a bizarre for the tzitzis. Bizarre for the tzitzis. The bracha tells me, I said, you're 100% right. It's a bizarre for the tzitzis. You have to buy yourself a special pair of basketball tzitzis. 100%. So he buys, he goes, he puts on his basketball tzitzis, and those he makes a bracha. Right? If by mistake he He said this atef bitzitzis. It's yotze b'diavad, but don't do it. The sheet is showing him that you're not yotze. Don't do it. It's not so great. It's not an itur. It's an al mitzvah tzitzis. So he put on his special basketball tzitzis. He puts them on, nice and black, with all of the covet of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ah, gewaldig that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees that this is a yid, like Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky used to say. Is this to tell him? It's a bezoyim. It's a bezoyim. My mother told me it's a bezoyim to wear the tzitzis when they're playing ball. So I said, go back, tell him. There's a little bizarre lesson. Go back, tell him. Jack Kamenetsky said that it's a bezoyim not to wear the tzitzis. It's a bezoyim not to wear the tzitzis. Sure, he went back. So Jack Kamenetsky helped him soon. Yeah, it worked. The kids said, you wear tzitzis when you play ball. You wear tzitzis. Nobody ever died. Shai. About Kopan and the emissaries are both like, you should know. I asked this question when I was a young bacher. Every single, you know, if you were a top 10 God will be Israel, I tried to get the shayla there. Man Mishrem, everyone on the top 10 list. And everyone sent back, Bezal Oshin. It's a bezoyin not to wear. I wrote Bezal Oshin. Everyone, is it a bezoyin to wear tzitzis while you're playing ball? And everyone sent back, it's a bezoyin to not wear tzitzis while you're playing ball. I don't know, Rabbi Yisai, I'm playing ball now. Already, she's talking 30, 40 years already, Rabbi Yisai. 30, 40 years already. And Baruch Hashem, the tzitzis the whole time. I never died, Baruch Hashem, from playing basketball. And Baruch Hashem, tzitzis, they're getting blacker and blacker. And doesn't matter if there's an eitzah, you can wash it off. But that's Rabbi Yisai. So where are we going with this? Oh, my friend, he just put on the tzitzis. He made a bracha on that pair of tzitzis. Abada, it's a new pair of tzitzis. So he made a bracha on that. Now he played for 2 hours. So he wants to know when he comes back to put on the original pair of tzitzis. Or he went swimming. And Mamash, even I'll agree you have to take off the tzitzis when you go swimming. What do you do? So he took off his tzitzis to put, when he went to go swimming. Now, he wants to know, do I make another bracha? So if he swam for 3 hours and 1 minute, you have to make another bracha. I don't know. The bracha is, you lost the bracha. But if it's all under 3 hours, that's what the God tells us. Under 3 hours, I'm covered with my bracha. That's Aleph in the halachas of Hefsik Legabe Tzitzis. Let me get into it. Okay. Now, one more example. There was a yid, he was telling me, you have to know, there's a perek in Mesilas Yesharim. Perek Mesilas Yesharim, perek Pesach. It's called the Mishkal HaChasidus. This is something that we have to give a shiur about this one day, Alain. I'll give you an example of the Mishkal HaChasidus. They once asked, I'm very, very scared of what I'm going to say now. You have to also know, there's no gebrochs by me either. Don't worry, I'm not hiding gebrochs in here, but just divart. I just want divart. I'm afraid to say what I'm about to say now. But they once asked, they told the guy, it was called the Goyin HaChasid. The Goyin Chosid, he was makbid on everything. Shein Kamoyo, we have no Hasaga. The Goyin Chumras, no Hasaga. And the Goyin, it was Yatua, that the Goyin ate gebrochs. I'm afraid. Oh, but the Goyin, so the Goyin, one time they asked the Goyin, what are you? You're not makbid on gebrochs. Epis, no? And for the Goyin, that was enough. 3 episodes were enough. And this is at least 4 or 5, right? So why not? So the Goyin said, I'm very, very machmir on Simchas Yontif. And the Goyin loved Knedlach. What's that called in English? That's called the Mishkal Chasidus. In other words, we would think that to take the Chumrah of Gebrochs, the Goyim didn't have that minig, obviously. So, as a Chumrah, so the Goyim, yeah, but I have a different Chumrah. Simchas Yontif. So, now I'll give you another example to bring out what I'm trying to bring. The Goyim didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Hey, look at Rabbeinu Tam, it's all Shulchan Aruch, a sinner on Aruch that talks about Rabbeinu Tam. How the Goyim not wear Rabbeinu Tam? So the Goyim said, I wear tefillin all day. So the Meila, I can't have 1 second where I'm not wearing Rashi. Because that would be in the weighing of the Mishkal Chasidus, I would lose Rashi for a second. The Goyim didn't wear, that's the bus that we don't. So we could wear a Beit Tam. But the Goyim, that's called the Mishkal Chasidus. Why am I bringing this in? There's a Yid. I saw this with my own eyes. No one's going to believe me here. But I saw this with my own eyes on Shabbos Kodesh. I saw he wasn't wearing tzitzis. I saw this with my own eyes. I saw it. I said, he's a bacher that I know. I said, what's going on here? And he's a from a bacher. I didn't clap the master. I'm from a bacher. So he says to me, well, he just heard, Hashem Shemaychem, it's a briska chumma. It's a briska chumma not to wear tzitzis. No, I want to explain this a little bit. What is this based upon? It's based upon one of three things. Number one, there's a sheet that's recent brought down in Siman Yud Gimel. I go to Shulchan Aruch class, and there's many words it's on Shabbos. There's no shy. But there's a sheet that brought down in the Rishayim on Siman Yud Gimel that he was afraid that maybe the developing Yud Shemayim of these Rishayim, that there's epis, maybe the string is going to get caught onto a fence, and the Mela, once it'll get caught, it'll rip. It has to be a good rip. We'll see, maybe if I have time, I'll explain which thing is possible. But it's got to be a good rip. It rips on this side and on the other side. A massive, right? It rips it off. And the Mela, he'll be carrying in Rosh Hashanah, he'll be carrying tzitzis, chas v'shalom, that are not doing the mitzvah. And that's called, if you're wearing a beged, which is puzzle, so then that's about that. That's called carrying. So there was a vision that was machmir. Now the Shulchan Aruch Paskin not like that vision. So that can't be the cheshvin. The Shulchan Aruch, and also our tzitzis are a little bit stronger, number two. That can't be, and also there's a sheet that holds. If it happens in the middle of Rosh Hashanah while I'm walking, so then also maybe I'm allowed to anyways continue. So that can't be the cheshvin. So what's the cheshvin? So not the cheshvin. There's the sheet of Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin said, don't wear tzitzis that are under 48 inches on Shabbos. So this is a mistake in reading of Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin didn't say, don't wear tzitzis. He said, go and buy yourself, cannot get the compared tzitzis. You know, a place where Rav Shmuel Orbach shops in Rav Chaim. Can you ask him like his own, where they shop, buy yourself 48-inch tzitzis, and then another. Then nobody has to show them and said, don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Just make sure you have a very big pair. That's the second. Then I once, what's the Pesach Chumra? The Goyim Rav Chaim was Medayik. There's Medayik in a Rambam. The Rambam writes a lashon that you're allowed to wear tzitzis in Rishus HaRabim when it's the mitzvah Gehuda. The ganze mitzvah. So Chaim is Medayik, the Goyim Rav Chaim, that means the mitzvah Gemurah means mitzchelis. No, we don't have tzchelis. So Andre Shmuel, maybe if there's time, we'll get into it today, maybe not. But Manasseh, Abba Yisai. I have the tshuva from Goyim Gadol Yashiv in the second tshuva, the third tshuva over there, and the Goyim Gadol Yashiv, they came to him, they told him, tzchelis, no, we have 99.9% is your tzchelis. Rav Yashiv said, look, that's a chayim. I don't know. I have an Urcha Shulchan that brings from the Arizal that says that there's no tzchelis until Mashiach time. There's no tzchelis. Elamai, you don't hold like that. Elamai, you hold that there is tzchelis. You can hold not like the Urcha Shulchan, you can hold not like the Arizal. There's going to be tzchelis. So then, they're going to Rav Yashiv. So then, the Beis Halevi, the Brisker, the Chayim of Chaim, Chayim Gizav. He already said, if you're going to tell me that there could be tchelis bizman hazeh, if you're telling me that there could be tchelis bizman hazeh, not that we will not have tchelis until. So then, we have a psak from Arishonim who loved the mitzvahs more than we did, and they didn't find this tchelis. So then, we have a psak from Rashi. We have a psak from the Ramban. We have a psak that they didn't wear this, that we don't have tchelis. Both ways, so Manasha, if you're going to tell me that there's tchelis, if you're going to tell me that there could be tchelis, so then we have a psak that the Rishonim saw tchelis and said, nay, because they were mechabev the mitzvahs more than we are. Elamai, you can tell me there can't be tchelis until Mashiach came, until Mofnishke came in. We all sat on the floor a few days ago, it didn't come yet. No, and then he's going to say, but Sam, maybe you just want to be machmir. Maybe you want to be machmir. Put a little blue on the thing. Did it ever hurt anybody? I got eyes in a kasha. What, does it hurt to put a little blue on your tzitzis? Why not? Maybe. To something. No. The Gemara Menaches. The Gemara Menaches says that if it's not the real tchelis, if it's kla ilon, if it's a blue dye, so then there's an issur to rabbanan to wear it. Because then you'll think it's really tchelis. You'll come to wear shatnez, which is allowed. So Menela, let's go with the assumption of Nachalila, if there's people that do wear tchelis. If I'm not saying in them, I'm just going with the dvarim ha-yosef shooting, that let's say, we don't have tchelis. So we'll go with without the machlekes and the controversy. The tzara poshit. Most of us aren't wearing, so the tzara boy yosef poshit. So to go in with chayim, we don't have tchelis. If we don't have tchelis, so then we don't have the mitzvah gemura. So we can't wear the mishus avadim like the diak in the shittas haramba. This is where you have to apply the mishkal chasidus. Ganz klar yourself, get past him not like that, and wear tzitzis on Shabbos, and what's he to get this? Well, again, the Chaim himself was not like this, the Brisker Rav, but their level of your Shemayim Chassidus, we have no hasoga. We have no hasoga. The Beis Halevi ate one matzah the whole entire Pesach. We have no hasoga of his kedusha. So he could ask that was these are chomers, but us, Pasha people, regular people. So we have to be machmir on the mitzvah of tzitzis and Shabbos. We wear tzitzis for the grace of COVID and our grace of Gishtak. So that's a Baisai Shlat Aleph. Chelik number one. Let's go now, Chelik number two. The second thing that we have to talk about is what is the material that tzitzis have to be made out of? Wool and polyester and mesh, and this is the way I'm afraid to say, but we might have to say, wool and polyester and this and cotton and all these things. What beggar do I have to wear? So this is a gantasugya, like every other, make it very bekitzer. There's a machloikis in the Gemara Menachos. There are two types of begodim, semer and pishtim. That's explicit in the Torah in Parshas Negayim. Tanya Bevi Shmuel says the only thing that's called a beged in halacha is semer u pishtim. It's got to be either, it has to be either wool or it has to be pishtim flax, linen or wool. That's the only thing that is enough to be called a beged in Negayim. We find this. We find this in Mishnayos and Geim. We find this chalitza. Hashitas of Shmuel. The Shita of Rabbe. On the page? No. Shita of Rabbe, name. All the begodim are called beged, katin, and this and that. We'll see, except for one, leather. But everything else is called a beged. I'll say already right now, why is leather not called a beged? It says if you have a leather beged. Let's say you're a chais, you're a leather, you're a biker, a chais, you want to make biker tzitzis leather, and you put on, you want a leather pair of tzitzis. Le'irayinu ve'lei shamanu. You know why? Because it's butter. So if you see that guy running down the street and he's wearing a pair of tzitzis, domina marks. Because you don't need tzitzis on a leather garment. No, I would say not to do it even. Because Khalili might come to make a bracha. Leather garment is nish. Agam, what's the pshat? Pshat. No, shatari pshat. Everybody said, Erech HaShulchan says showing pshat. Yeah, pshat. Premises, I saw the Rashi. Kalim says it's pshat. That pshat is because it's not woven. It's a beged that came not al yedei weave. So we have three types of begodim. We have semen, pishtim, which are the first in the Torah. Then we have regular things, cotton, and other types of fabrics. And then we have leather. Wool and linen, mefirsh and shulchan aruch, that's the only thing that's chayiv and tzitzis. Wool and linen, that's it. Which, according to that, means, acheinu bnei asvardim, nowadays nobody really wears linen, so it says the Ben Ish Chai, acheinu bnei asvaredim, they have to wear wool tzitzis. Wool tzitzis, the rice, that's the only thing that's chayiv, min haTorah, in tzitzis. Now, all other begotten are chayiv midr aponon, says the shulchan aruch, but says the Ben Ish Chai, haitoch and Torah lishma. I saw a new ridiculous lesson from the Chidah. He says if a person is on the Kayim mitzvah in this world, he has to come back like a Gilgal. And then he writes, what if he's not Mekayim a mitzvah to the extent that he could have been Mekayim the mitzvah? He could have been Mekayim. Here's an example. I am Achinu Bnei Asvardim, he writes. I hold like the Shulchan Aruch that the only thing that the mitzvah to the ice of tzitzis is wool and linen. And he wants to be Mekayim the tzitzis, let's say with cotton. So says the Torah of the Shema. So he doesn't come back as a Gilgal. He comes back as what's called Soda Iber, which I explained in 30 pages ago, he writes. And Ayin Shama, I'll let the other one go and check it out. And Torah Lishma, Ayin Shama, maybe somebody can explain it to me afterward, but doesn't sound good. Not a Gilgal, but just Soda Iber. Like exactly what it is, like Leil Chais, Muberis Gilgal, Ayin Shama is not Gishmach, what's going on there. Why? Because you have the ability to be Makayim the Mitzvah with a Daraisa, and we hold, says the Ben Yishchai, the only Daraisa is wool. And you did it with cotton. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch and Acheinu Bnei Hasvardim. The Amal paskins emphatically not like that. The Amal says, we paskin all begodim are chayiv min ha-toyder. All begodim. Cotton is chayiv min ha-toyder, says the Amal. Chayiv min ha-toyder. How do we paskin Allah? Machleike Shulchan Aruch, Amal, Rebnei, Sol, Yoitzim, Yad Ramah. Ashkenazim, we go with the Yad Ramah. Mr. Brewer on the page, Mr. Brewer says, Yerashamayim, and Yerashamayim, is machmir to where he wants to get the deraisa, something that the Shulchan Aruch says is deraisa, and that nothing else is, even though the Ramah says they're all deraisa. But the Shapur says Yerushalayim is machmir. What does that mean? Yerushalayim is machmir. I always thought, okay, Yerushalayim is machmir, and Ramah has five tshuvas we quoted before. In all of those tshuvas, he says something which don't go in with Moshe. The kula tore kula is on every dot of his body. He said. He said, if you don't wear wool and tzitzis, they'll get you b'ibn rischa. You have the ability to do something which is deraisa l'fid shulchan aruch, they'll get you b'ibn rischa. That's the sheet of Reb Moshe. I have to say it. Yeah. That's why I'm tritzin away, Rabbi Yisai. That's why I'm scared of the guy in Reb Moshe. But is it chayiv? Can't say it's chayiv. I think he has to wear wool. Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, all begodim, katan begodim, are called 100% min haTorah. Mr. Bruce says a year of Shemayim is Machmer. Rav Moshe is a little bit more angry and does it. I would have stopped there, but then I saw something which was hot for the fella. Remember we spoke about the Vilna Gaon. It was called the Gaon Chosid Mi Vilna. And the Gaon wore, there's a dua. The Gaon wore, I'm afraid to say, cotton scissors. The Gaon wore cotton scissors is Edis Gemura. The Gaon wore cotton scissors, the Halak of Gaon Vilna, with the Kaddish Kedosh in the Gaon. So, I looked around, I asked my Rebbe, Meshe Sternbuch, I asked him, Rebbe, what's the pshat? I have a tshuva about it. So it points right on the page. Here's a tshuva. He says, a chiddush. The guy's a chiddush. He says, pshat hazeh, the guy wore a linen shirt. No, the guy wore a linen shirt. He had a linen shirt. The guy had one shirt. Memela, if he's going to wear a woolen tzitzis, so there's a shita brought in the Rambah in Simin Shin Aleph in Yerkeya that says that it's considered shatnez, even if it's not connected together, but if it's one on top of the other, it's a chumrah brought in the Rambah. I'm not the agate going over there, doesn't seem to be mafresh, but al kaponim, because of that, the going didn't want. So I said, Rebbe, he couldn't get himself a different shirt. That's the whole Asik. Because of that, he could have got the mitzvah tzitzis for saying Yishayu to Reis Lefi Vishita Vishwan Ar. He couldn't get himself a different. So Asherah Teretz, another Teretz which I saw, Rav Shmuel Salant, it's a little bit more Bekubal Alalei. Rav Shmuel Salant said the Goyin. Remember the Mishkul Chasidus of Aisai. The Goyin wore a talis all day long. So he was wearing a wool palace anyways. And Chaviv in the Rei Seifrim, he loved the Derabanans, and he wanted to be wearing the cotton tzitzis, so I can get a derais of wool, and I can get the Derabanan, because he loved the Derabanans. It's a hard question also, because two derais, yesh ladin, the guy. And then I saw another terrace, the Chazayin Ish, and I saw this right before I left there. It's saying Wakida Isha from the Goyim Shal Klal Yisrael. I'm thanking you guys. It's what my eyes are saying. These eyes that'll be one day the eyes. It's Chazayin Eino. We'll see the Mashiach. I also saw a thanking you guys wearing tzitzis cotton beged. Said no, what's it does. Oh, then I had to really start going on Bnei Brak. But it's too hot for him. Come on, the Goyim Shal Klal Yisrael is afraid of the heat. And he said the pshat from the Chazayin Ish. The Rebbe Shal Klal Yisrael. The Chazayin Ish wants to wear cotton beged. And he said, why? He said, because the Ramah paskins it's a deraisa. And the Ramah and the Goyim paskin by showing everyone it's a deraisa. And if the Goyim does it, we do it. As lays up the Chazon Ish. So for anybody here who's a Yelid B'nei Brak,